Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life. I have Zee Him in the house with me from Florida, and I am so excited to hear his poetry tonight. We are doing open mic variety night. Tonight, we have myself and Zee Him, and if others join us later, great. And if not, you got both of us, so we got plenty of entertainment already. So get ready. I'm going to start out by reading a cheesy poem from high school days. This is probably 1992. Oh my goodness, I am dating myself. That is the year I graduated high school. And it is called Memories of Yesterday. I had a crush on my best friend, and how dare him not like me back, even though it turned out he was gay, so we weren't meant to be. So here is the poem, again, called Memories of Yesterday. Forgive me, I don't have it memorized, so I've got to look at it. All right. Memories of Yesterday. Looking back from photographs of yesterday, I began to remember a certain day. Reading letters from the past, I began to realize nothing lasts. Hearing songs we used to share, I began to understand you didn't care. Talking to friends of yours and mine, I began to feel like leaving this time. Seeing you and her hold hands, I've yet begun to take a stand. Smelling a petal from a dead rose. I began to realize, I'm sorry, I'm cracking up in the middle of my own poem because I realized how mean I was back in high school. This is awful. I was smelling a petal from a dead rose. I began to realize that that is the way our relationship goes. Thinking about you used to set my mind at ease. Because of you, my brain is a tease. I could beg for you to love me, crawl on my hands and knees. What's the point? Your heart and mine never included me. I found out you finally gave her a kiss. The touch of your hand, the ways you moved, and most of all, the way we used to be. I will always miss you and me. You could never tell that guy was gay from the poem I just read. He had a girlfriend.
Really?
That's messed up. But he didn't date me. Thank goodness. That's pretty crazy. Anyway, so again, that was Memories of Yesterday from 1992. Yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Again, it's a cheesy point from my high school days.
No, you know, I actually like the dead rose, like smelling a dead rose. It kind of reminds me. I like that.
Thanks. Yeah. Maybe I'll get some inspiration from my old poems to write better poems now.
Yeah. Sometimes I look back at my old poetry. I'm just like, well, sometimes like I'll write an older piece. And then I'll come back to it later and I'm like, I don't really like the way I wrote this, but I can get some inspiration from it.
Yeah, that's true. I like, like, I don't know about you, but during the pandemic, like a lot of us have gotten even more creative or just tried new things. Like I grew up with music, but I've been learning new instruments, and then art, I always wanted to try art. And my perception on life is so different. Like I'll go somewhere. Let's say I go for a walk at the park and normally it'd be kind of the same old, same old. Now, because I love drawing, I'm like, I appreciate that park so much more. I'm like, oh, I can draw that bird today.
Yeah.
It's so much more, life's so much more fun with creativity.
It definitely gives you a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind me asking before you share your poem, how did you get into poetry?
You know, weirdly enough, it just came. Like, I just feel like it was just that friend sitting there. And then one day I was just like, hey, friend. And then it just waved back. It's because, like, hey there, yeah, I'm here.
Waving, I said that. Listening.
Yeah. Hey, guys. But I say it like that because I first started poetry. I started, like, writing when I was like younger and I was a little depressed, but it was only like a few lines. Cause I was the kind of writer, and I still am kind of, to get straight to the point. So I would just write it out and then call it a day. But then I think it was like in my college year, which was like probably a year or two ago, I started writing more often and just like enjoyed, like it was one of my creativities because I like playing with words. So now I just like use it as a creative outlet.
Cool. First of all, you just made me feel so old because you mentioned college was only a year or two ago. But secondly, I love that you got more into writing. And I, of course, really love that you called poetry your friend. That is adorable.
It's all about friends.
I love it. That's very inspiring. Okay, side note. I love that. I'm pretty sure that's Bob Marley I see in the background. Am I wrong?
Oh, yes.
Because I love him. And my favorite singer of all time is Michael Franti. Do you know of him? Michael Franti and Spearhead?
I haven't heard of him, but I'll definitely.
That's his inspiration is Bob Marley. There's a hit song on the radio years ago. Goes, say, hey, I'll be gone today. I'll be back around the way. Anyway, just look up, say, hey, I love you. That's Michael Franti. And you'll see how his inspiration is Bob Marley. I love Bob Marley. Oh, my gosh, Bob Marley. Mm. My husband sings, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. He sings that to me all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's an inspirational song.
And last note. Pun intended, about Bob Marley. When I was a waitress, the restaurant only played his music.
Wow.
And I never got tired of it, ever. I could listen to his songs repeatedly all day, all night. It never bothered me. I was like, play more, keep it up.
Next album is when? Next album release is when? No.
That was not right.
I'm just saying, we might be waiting. I mean, it's so good that we sometimes wait on the next thing, but it's like, oh.
I know. But it is, you can replay. I mean, you.
Most definitely.
But Michael Franti does have a new album out now, just released during the pandemic, called Work Hard and Be Nice. He's had an online virtual concert once a month for, like, I think 5 months. There's one more month coming up. So I've been extremely spoiled. I've seen him in more concerts. I've seen the fans more during the pandemic because of online video chat. Oh my gosh, because we all are on Zoom together during the concert. It's amazing. So I have no complaints.
I have to check him out. Yeah,
definitely. MichaelFranti.com. He's amazing. I'll type it here so I don't forget. But anyway, what is your, let's see here. Okay, what is your poem title? And do you want to share a backstory or just go for it?
Okay, so for this one, okay, so is it okay if I do two short ones? Is that okay?
Oh yeah, this is your day. Do what you want.
Our day.
This is our day. Shell and Zingham. Shell B and Zingham. That sounds nice.
Thank you, I appreciate it. So the first one, I actually, both of them, I don't have like a backstory for them. Actually, the first one I'm going to read, this one was actually, I heard a song, and it was I forget the name of it, but it was a very old song, and it inspired this, this short piece. Cool. So here it goes. Tripped on you and stumbled down, which led us to fall into seconds that fall into minutes, which fall into hours, then fall into days. As you fall in my arms and we fall upon the hands of time.
That's really good. Oh, I'm falling in love. Yeah. That's beautiful.
So some of my poems are like very lovey-dovey. And yeah, and then here's the second one. So this is just a random one I was just writing, and I just found it in my notebook, so I was like, you know, why not. So this one is, it goes, what is fast when there's no time? We move to the speed of our heartbeats, racing emotions not yours or mine but ours, handing the baton off to one another at faster rates, boosting each other's excitement throughout this race, if it's even that. Whether it be across the country or on a regular track, we started as soon as we could, at the drop of a hat, at the shot of a gun. We dropped our walls, being vulnerable, exploding towards the journey, of love. Mm.
So good. Oh my gosh. Mm. I love that. Just peaceful feeling, you know? Yeah. It's amazing how poetry can do that. Like, just bring everyone together like that. You are definitely a good example of that.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, how do I follow up after my cheesy poem to your...
No, all poetry.
Nice poetry.
All poetry is inspirational. That's what I like to be. I believe that. I believe that all, like, you know.
Fair enough.
we all have different styles. I don't say, like, you know, I'm better. I just enjoy everyone's perspective. That's how that's I look true. At it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's true. I always say, like, I guess I kind of get that, because I always say, like, the difference in all of us makes the world go round, and wouldn't life mm-hmm. be so boring if we were all the same.
Yes.
So
boring. We all can agree on that one.
Yeah. I'm going to change it up. Now, I know those that will listen to the podcast won't be able to see this, but maybe this will encourage them to go to my video. So where this is open mic night, which normally is more like music, poetry, comedy, spoken mm-hmm. word, of course. But, you know, we were talking about how I did art. So let me see if I can find, I don't know, one of my art drawings I've been doing. Let's yeah. see, one that I have done during the pandemic. Let me find one to share for mm-hmm. fun on video here. This one's kind of cool. It's a little different, but I enjoyed it. This is from Dan Whiteson on Friday mornings. He's in the UK. Friday morning's my time. What is it? His six hour difference in UK and London. Anyway, he's on Eventbrite if anyone wants to check him out. Dan Whiteson, great art class on Friday, okay. 11 a.m. Central Time. But he is really good. He shares, like, the story behind the artist, their life, their biography, and then gives us an exercise. And I don't know, this one's kind of different. I usually like to draw people with clothes and stuff, so this is a little different. Mm-hmm. So those that are listening and can't mm-hmm. see, it's like a stick figures with a heart in between. Now, mm-hmm. you know what? Now that I put it up and show it, it looks like kindergarten. It's like, I don't think I chose the best drawing to share, because it looks like stick figures and a heart.
Ironically, like a kindergarten
drawing.
Ironically enough, we were just talking about how poetry brings us together. And you show a picture doing this, that, hey.
Well, that's a nice way to tie it in. But I think next, when it's my turn next, I'm going to find a better drawing to share with all of you that might be a little more mature. Although I'm still a bit shy, and my art teachers tease me because I haven't gotten my courage up just yet to draw the naked people. Because every time there's a naked person to draw, I put clothes on them. And my drawings. But hey, I like fashion design. I can't help it.
It's a service to some people. Yeah.
Good point. Are you sure you're not a comedian too?
No, I'm not a comedian. It's just, okay. You know, little giggles here and there.
Have you ever written a poem that is humorous or sarcastic, maybe? Challenge.
You know, that is something that I haven't written yet, but cool. that is a good topic that I think I may do,
especially now.
Yeah. Yeah,
get well, hopefully everything looks like it's going a good way, but you know, it's tense in our country. Go blue. That's all I'll
yes
say.
go blue. Yeah. Oh, I see what you do there.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll go well. But I'm just saying, that would be, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, how people put memes and sarcastic type mm-hmm. comments these mm-hmm. days, especially during yeah. election time. And the tension is so high right now. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Would you like to share another poem now? Or do you want yeah. me to do something else for talent?
Oh, sure. I don't mind sharing some poetry.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. So I have this one. Okay. So only if you would like to. The first start of it says close your eyes. So you can either close your eyes if you would like, or you can visualize.
Okay, I'll close them. I'll be a good sport. So everyone listening, I'm closing my eyes.
All right. Close your eyes, everybody who's watching this. All right. So it goes. Oh, and no title, by the way. Close your eyes. You're at a beach, The sun shines. The view is nothing short of perfect. It's the beginning of the day. It's a sunrise. And you know the wind is all the fresh air you need. You walk towards the waves that has been seducing you every time it pulls back from the shore so fluidly. Your feet touches the water that feels warm and welcoming near the seashells that are great for collecting. You continue where each step feels better than the last one, and your knees are submerged in the water, then your chest. This is the moment we realized we can't swim. But the water feels pleasant, and soon we walk to the depths. Water becomes the ceiling. The view changed the sun. The view changed the image of the sun, which ripples like water, and the beach is no longer in view. Surrounded in a world of blue, stress. If it has filled our lungs, the salty tastes in our mouths make it no better. We could have admired such a deadly place from afar, but we continue to walk towards the bottomless pit, the toxic war. Reminds me of the people I allow to trap me in their aurora, and I continue to get closer. The life they choose to live was too attractive to look away. And what did I give? My body, mind, soul, my being. I live. Not. I slave to whatever depths they have within. So I walk and see how sharks smell blood, attracted towards a feast. I walk into the dark where nothing and no one is ever seen. I stumble upon the cage where I may never be able to leave, suffocating under highly pressured depths that weigh on me. I realized I should have turned back. Instead, I drowned myself in fairy tales and Disney dizzy-like dreams. Before I was under the sea, did I really think mermaids and mermen existed swimming freely? The view of the ocean looked perfect without me. If I could do it all over again, I would open my eyes and live for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was deep, like ocean deep. By the way, you had me at seashells.
Thank you.
Yeah. Seashells. I love seashells. Yes.
Everybody collects seashells.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you, I'm disappointed about seashells.
Really? Why?
Yeah, you want to know why?
How can you be mad at seashells? I'm really curious. Like,
are you ready? How's that? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I mean, my name is Shell.
Wow.
I am so mad because when I try to go get seashells, you know, the whole experience is to go to the ocean,
yes,
and collect seashells.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they did, like in Galveston, for example?
Hmm.
They took them all and they put them in the freaking gift store for sale. I don't want to buy seashells. That's supposed to be a natural beauty. You're supposed to go to the ocean and collect seashells.
Why are we selling seashells when they're free?
Right, exactly.
Animals use those. Animals actually use those seashells.
Really? Wait, yes. Teach me about that.
Like,
know that.
Critter. I don't know exactly what species, but like, you know, they grow out of shells, and then they reuse like small shells for like protection.
I need to do some research.
Yeah, well, seashells are actually.
They took away those poor animals' little shells.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Now they're not able to protect themselves. I think they're like hermits. Like some crabs use.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know? Mm-hmm.
So like, and you know, poor guys.
I know. And I was so bad I couldn't collect seashells. Now you made me feel bad for the little hermits.
Like now I gotta buy one for the hermit to live. Oh man.
I know, right? That's tough. That's a good idea. Maybe I should go back and buy all the seashells and put them on the ocean. I love
give back
that.
To the ocean.
Yes, I think I will do that one day. I think that would be amazing. I will definitely make a video of that. I was trying to see if I can find a drawing. This is, I hope I can find it. It's my art teacher's favorite drawing I ever did. I didn't think it was my best work, but it is kind of ocean related.
Yeah.
I have so many drawing books, I'm trying to remember which one it's in. I thought it was in this one. Bear with me. But I mean, I guess I'm kind of proud of it. It's not my
Let's favorite. See that museum work.
Oh, actually, hold on. Here are seashells.
Wow. That's
and then, good. Like, thank you. Yeah, I'm not too bad. I did that on my own time. Sometimes I'll just watch like YouTube videos, you know, for art lessons and stuff, or just wing it. But yeah, so come on, ocean picture. I know you're here. So that was seashells, and I really, oh, here's another seashell. I didn't even plan to show these. This is so funny that this was an art class exercise. It wasn't my favorite because I don't care for frogs because they scare me. But,
really?
Yeah. My dad accidentally drove over one when I was young. It was awful, and he made my sister and me clean up the guts. And then my sister hired the next, I guess she technically did hire. She paid our next door neighbor $1 to help me clean it up so she wouldn't have to do it. But I still had to do my part, so I hate frogs. That's why I hate frogs. I'm always afraid I'm going to step on one and kill it now.
All you have to do is copy your sister. Here's $1. Now the neighbor gets $2. We don't want to clean
my
that.
My sister was, she was pretty... Yeah, she's pretty smart like that. I couldn't do it. I was the good kid, if you can't tell. She was the bad kid. I was so good, I did all her chores, and I got in trouble for doing all her chores.
Oh, man.
What? Yeah, right? How messed up is that? My parents grounded me.
Did she pay you $1 for that?
No, she didn't pay me a dime. I was so stupid. I got tired of hearing my parents yell at her. So I thought, I just do her chores too, then they won't fight anymore. And then I got grounded for doing her chores.
What? Who grounds me? That's the
really first. Messed up. Okay, now where's this little ocean picture? Bear with me here. Oh, here's another ocean picture. I didn't realize I drew the ocean and seashells so much. This is weird. This isn't even the one I was looking for. I was looking for one that had like bare feet, like just the feet, bare feet in the ocean. Yeah. Yeah, that's supposed to be like the sun. I didn't really finish the top part.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could find the... Maybe we'll find it next time. okay, so let me find a poem since I can't find my ocean. Well, I found those. I guess that's good enough for now. I'll try to find the other one in a bit here. It's in one of my sketchbooks. See, I have a lot of these.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that like a specific paper, too?
I just get it at Walmart. That's all I know.
Okay.
That's all I know. Strathmore sketch. That's what it says. But I love it. That's the other thing. It's like a clean notebook gets me excited. So do sketchbooks. So inspiring. Just to start drawing whatever just comes to your mind. Okay. I will read. Actually, I'll tell a one-liner joke that's so stupid you may or may not laugh. You ready? This is not part of my stand-up comedy, I promise. I just for fun on the side, I do one-liner jokes just to like kind of keep my mind active on joke telling. So dumb. I don't know. All right, here we go. Okay, what does sugar say to cream every morning?
I have no idea.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Ah.
See, the joke that could or could not work for depending on if you drink coffee and how you drink coffee. So, yeah, it's like one of the dumbest one-liner jokes. Oh, I found the poem I was thinking of. Okay, here we go. I've been thinking about this one a lot. You ready? Okay, one day has come. That day is today. You have told yourself many times that day will come. And now it has. Shocked, are you? Surprised, are you, that this long thought has finally arrived? One by one, you counted the days. Now you can stop counting away. Now the day has come. What are you to do? Sit back and relax and enjoy, or stand up and take action. The choice is yours. Either something will be done or nothing at all will be accomplished. Either make your biggest dream come true or take no action and forget it. Spending all of your time preparing for the one day, are you going to achieve your goal or decide it was not worth it and simply forget it? The choice is yours. It's up to you. Are you or are you not going to make your lifelong dream come true? I don't know why. I guess because of the pandemic, everyone going back to like their bucket list goals and stuff, like what do you want to do before you die? Kind of, I know it's kind of, you know, mortal type thinking, but it's, we're human and we think like that. And I don't know, I just keep coming back to this old high school poem during the pandemic, you know.
That might mean it means a lot to you, you know.
It does because I think it was a reminder to myself, and it's gonna sound cliche, but I don't care, but the Eminem 8 Mile movie, you know, his song and the intro, you know, that's like the, like that's the, I can't remember the name of the song now. I'm blanking out.
You never let it go. You only got one shot.
It's one of my favorite songs, and I can't really name it. But yeah, that's my favorite scene, like when he's, you know, on the bus, listening to the headset, writing, and then that song. I was like, wow. Because he had stage fright, you know, at the beginning of the movie.
He
freaked out, and then he redeemed himself, and he realized, I only got one shot. I got to do it. And so... Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because I wrote this poem, of course, many years before I saw that movie, but it reminds me, like, that kind of same message, you know? It was a message to myself at the time I wrote it, like, I guess maybe because I was about to graduate high school and I was scared to move forward in life or something. I was very sheltered because my parents were teachers and my father taught my high school, and all my friends were, like, a year younger than me, so, like, hardly anyone really went off to college with me because they were still in high school when I left, you know? So I was really scared. So I told myself, like, think like that, like, this is it. You either go for it or you're going to be stuck.
Yeah, I think we all run into that, you know, at some point of our lives, or like, you know, even if it's just getting out of bed sometimes.
Yeah, really, especially nowadays.
Right, am I going to get up today? What are you going to do?
My bed every morning just to make myself feel better, even if I don't leave home, because I don't leave home too much during the pandemic. But I'm like, at least I made up my bed today.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment. The first accomplishment that you get done today. Yeah, I do the same thing. I'm like, I can't go anywhere without, like, making my bed up. Like, let me make my bed up first, you know?
It's true. I know. It's a good habit. I didn't really make my bed a lot before all this, but now it's the first thing I do. I'm like, okay, I gotta take the dog outside, I gotta make up the bed. And I feel better about myself. Like, I can at least say I made up the bed today, if I'm nothing else.
That's what makes it the first, and it's one of the first accomplishments that you can do part of your day. It's like, I brush my teeth and then bed.
Yeah.
Brush my teeth, brush my face, and then make up the bed.
Yeah, I need to start drinking coffee more, though. Oh, I think we have someone entering. Give me just a moment here. Kenneth W. All right.
So I was curious, does it end at 45?
I didn't realize we... Wow.
No, I was just curious. I didn't know.
No, I mean, we can go over a little. I did post 45 minutes. I didn't realize I've had so much fun. I didn't realize it was that late. But we can go over a little if you want, like 5-10 more minutes. I think Kenneth W, are you there? I saw you just joined us.
Let me stop.
Are you there, Zeham?
Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't know if you wanted me to take my camera off or not or anything.
Oh no, it's fine. You can still leave it on. I'm not sure. I'm still waiting to see if Kenneth can join. Kenneth, I don't know if you got the email late, but someone told me earlier that the time zone difference or something, that the email didn't come in a timely manner, but yeah, we were just wrapping up, but we can go over for like 5-10 minutes if you wanted to share your talent. Oh, I think we lost him. There he is. I can't hear or see. Let's see. Let me see if I can unmute him. Nope, I can't. That's so strange. Okay, well, I lost my train of thought now, but Kenneth, we were about
to... Sorry, getting no audio in.
Oh, there you are. Okay, did you want to share your talent before we wrap up tonight? Oh, so Zihim, while we wait on Kenneth, if he's able to connect or not, did you want to share, you know, I'm going to try to post this on YouTube and of course also on my podcast. Did you want to share with everyone how to follow you, your social media, so they can check out more of your poetry and say hello?
Yeah. So thank you guys for, you know, listening to Shell B's podcast. First with Coffee Talk.
Yeah. With Shell. My name's spelled differently. Sorry. I spell it how it sounds on Zoom.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
With Shell. Coffee Talk with Shell. Excuse me, Shell. So Thanks. Thank you for listening to Coffee Talk with Shell. I go by Zihim. I do poetry mainly. You can follow me on Instagram. That is the current platform that I'm on. And you will follow me at Z_HYMN. That's Z_HYMN.
Perfect. So just like you can see on the video. Hello, Kenneth. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
Well, there's a weird, do you hear that weird noise too, Zihim? There's like a
yes.
Little, I'm not sure what it is. Like, I can hear you, but there's like a, I don't know what the term is.
It's like, a little bit of an echo.
Yeah, echo, yeah. A little bit of an echo.
Said that way, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I wonder what's causing the echo. Well, we just have a few minutes left. I'm going a little overtime since you just joined us. I normally would end right at 8:45. It's my very first open mic night, so I'm excited to meet you too. And Zihim and I have had a lot of fun tonight sharing our poetry and artwork. And you can watch it on my YouTube video or listen to my podcast later to catch up on that. But before we wrap up, did you have a talent you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I actually have a song I'd like to share.
Oh, great. Okay, hopefully we can hear it. Hopefully it won't echo.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I think it might be, Kenneth? I think it might be, it's kind of like a chord is probably like one of your music chords. Like, it's like when you put the chord into like an amp or something like that, it's like a dragging sound, if that makes sense.
I actually have a little bit of echo set intentionally because I'm going to be singing along with the track, and so I can hear my voice echoes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll give it a try.
Yeah, we'll give it a try, see. Hopefully that'll take
over. Okay, let's see here. It's a song called Rain in Us by Starfield, and I'll just try and look here.
Before the world began to break, and you knew our names before it came to be. You saw the very day we fall away from you, and how desperately we need to be redeemed. Lord Jesus, come lead us, we're desperate for your touch. Oh, great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. Bring up our lives, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh again. Come search our hearts and purify our lives. We need your perfect love, we need your discipline. We're lost unless you guide us with your light. Lord Jesus, come lead us. We're desperate for your touch. Oh, great and mighty one, this I recall that you would reign, that you would reign in us, where I pray at the last, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us, a great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us, where our prayer lies, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. You would reign in us. So
that was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. That was nice.
That was very nice. Yeah, Z, him and I both enjoyed that very much. That was what you said. Did you say you wrote that? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't. It's a song by Starfield.
Oh, Starfield. Oh, okay. You covered it. Well, you did a nice job. That's what I think I needed to hear that song tonight. So thank you. That was wonderful. Do you have like a social media handle you'd like to share for everyone to follow you, find you?
Not at this time.
Okay, no problem. I respect that. No problem. It's kind of refreshing. Not everyone has to do that, you know? No worries. But I hope you'll join us again. I'll be doing this on Thursdays every week now. So hope you'll join us again next week. And, you know, maybe you want to try a different song. But that one, or that one again, that was very beautiful. So I'm so sorry we have to wrap up. What time zone are you?
Pacific.
I'm sorry?
Pacific.
Pacific. Okay, so I'm 8 p.m. Central. I'm in Texas, so you would be 6 p.m. Pacific times the start time, if you want to jot that down for next week.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Kenneth. And Zeham, would you like to join us on video as we wrap up to say goodbye to everyone on YouTube and the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, and Kenneth, you don't mind this being on my podcast, right? I was recording on my podcast.
I don't know. I kind of messed up the song a little bit.
Oh, I thought you sounded great.
Yeah, no, put the part of it that doesn't have a mistake in it, but that would be fine.
You sounded fine, and I couldn't tell. Could you see him?
No, not at all.
I don't think anyone. I think only you. That's what they tell me. I do stand-up comedy, and they always tell me only I know when I've made a mistake. Only everyone else knows when you share that you've made a mistake. They can't tell, and we had no idea until you told us. So you were fine. Don't worry about it. Okay. Well, I'll email y'all later with the link to the podcast. I'm going to put this up on YouTube and my podcast audio, Coffee Talk with Shell on iTunes. Thank y'all so much. I hope to see y'all again. Tell everybody, come join us, have fun. Open mic night, poetry, comedy, music, spoken word, even magic, whatever y'all want. Or share artwork like I did tonight. I wasn't even planning on that, but that was fun. Yeah, Zeham would like read a poem, and then it made me think of a drawing I did during the pandemic, so I had fun sharing that too. So I hope you'll go back and watch Kenneth and hear Zeham's poetry and my old high school cheesy poetry.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Coffee Talk with Shell. Kenneth, Zeham, and I send our love and peace to everyone around the world. Bye. Everyone say bye. Bye, Zeham. Bye, Kenneth. Stay in touch. Bye.
All right.
Have a good night. Blessings.
You too. Bye-bye.